It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, July 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is releasing details about a poaching investigation that took 2 years. 44-year-old Thad Bingham faced over $12,000 in fines, but will pay a little over $5,000 after pleading guilty to trespassing and illegal possession of wildlife. Three other men were accused of helping take the trophy-sized elk. Bingham and another, Brian Shear, are employees of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service working at the Horse Thief Canyon Native Fish Facility near Fruta. Colorado Parks and Wildlife learned of the violations after Bingham posted a photo of himself with the elk online. All four men face having their hunting licenses suspended for 5 years. Methane from oil and gas wells is leaking into Colorado's groundwater, but according to a new study, the leak rate has not gone up with the latest drilling boom. Inside Energy's Jordan Werfs-Brock reports.
University of Colorado scientists looked at 924 drinking water wells in the Denver-Julesburg Basin and found methane in most of them. But less than 5% of that methane came from oil and gas activity. The rest? From microbes living in shallow coal seams. Researchers found a consistent rate of 2 water wells contaminated from oil and gas per year, even as drilling spiked in 2010. Here's CU professor and study co-author Joe Ryan.
A lot of these wells were installed back in the 70s, 80s, early 90s, when nobody anticipated that we'd be going so deep for groundwater.
Methane isn't toxic to drink, but can explode if it builds up. A follow-up study will look at harmful chemicals like benzene in groundwater. The research was funded by the National Science Foundation and appeared Monday in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. For Inside Energy, I'm Jordan Werfs-Brock.
The Grand Junction Regional Airport is celebrating big numbers this month. There were over 22,500 people flying in and out of the city last month. That's 10% more than last June, and 2016 numbers are already setting a better pace than last year's. Over 107,000 people have flown through the airport, higher than the past five-year average. The busiest routes are to Dallas and Phoenix. Nederland Mayor Christopher Larson said the residents of his town are on edge as the Cold Springs fire blazed on for a third day. 5 homes in the area have been destroyed and nearly 2,000 people have been evacuated. Larson told KUNC that the town had worried about the possibility of a fire this summer and had been planning for the worst. 2 men were arrested and charged with fourth-degree arson for improperly extinguishing a campfire on Saturday, July 9th. Investigators say the campfire triggered the blaze northeast of town.
Chris, I know you're in Nederland right now. What's it like? Can you see the fire?
A few days ago when the fire started, I was standing here and you could see the billowing black smoke. But the only indication that we're having a fire right now is the large number of fire trucks and emergency vehicles that keep going up and down the peak to peak through town.
Can you get in and out of Nederland?
We have no problem getting people in and out of town. The only part that is not accessible at this point is basically the north side of Boulder Canyon and Barker Reservoir, the neighborhood where the fire is happening.
You drove through the affected area this morning with the fire marshal. What does it look like?
Up and down the road, you saw crews working through the forest, putting out the little hot spots. We've had massive air coverage with large military helicopters, the Chinooks, the Blackhawks, filling their water tanks in our reservoir and then immediately going and dropping it onto the fire. We've had large fixed-wing aircrafts that are staging out of Jeffco Airport down in the Front Range that are coming up and doing the big slurry drops. And this has been going on all day for the last 2 days. I have to say the response to this fire has been absolutely incredible.
Chris, for people who don't know, what's Nederland's population? How many people are we talking about?
And the town itself is about 1,500 people. Those are who are living within town limits. And when you include all the people who live within a few miles of Nederland, we actually have a population closer to about 7,500. So more people have been evacuated than are actually living within Nederland.
How have Nederland residents responded to the effects of the fire?
we set up an evacuation center at the high school, but most of them are staying in people's homes. We've had very few people actually have to use the evacuation center. People open their doors and their spare rooms to take people in, take dogs, cats. We have local pastures opened up for the llamas, for the alpacas, for the horses. I've talked to some people who are like, oh, yeah, I have 5 chickens staying at my house now. So the town of Nederland, when things like this happen, immediately opens its doors and takes in the affected people and supports one another.
Investigators have arrested 2 people and charged them with arson. They think that the Cold Springs fire was probably started by a campfire. How'd that make you feel when you found out?
We've all come across smoldering campfires in the forest before and put them out. And now to see the effect of one, it's not going to change our worry. It just gives us a little more impetus. We'll have to continue to work with state, local, county officials, and hopefully even the Federal Forest Service to do a better job of patrolling the forest.
The last big wildfire in Boulder County was the 4 Mile Canyon fire back in 2010. And there were some changes made after that. Defensible space around homes where people have to clear away the trees and brush and keep firewood away from their houses, for example, became a big priority for the county. Are any of those lessons learned helping now?
We've been pushing the idea of defensible space to try and prepare for this. And you can see the effect in the burn area. You see homes that are untouched because they did a very good job of mitigation and preparation.
That was Christopher Larson, mayor of Nederland, Colorado. The Cold Springs wildfire is burning about 2 miles away from town and is 0% contained. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.